pitch seems very big compared to Upton.
It's the same size.
It's the same size pitch,
yeah. It's just obviously his surroundings are a lot bigger.
Any Old Irons brings together older people who share a mutual passion for the Hammers. It's a programme run by the West Ham United Foundation in partnership with Friends of the Elderly. The Premier League are funding partners, while the PFA provide additional support, such as guest speakers. This week, the group got to hear from the West Ham goalkeepers and club legend Julian Dix.
What did you think of your nickname?
Terminator. to be honest, it was because when I'd done my knee...
It doesn't matter what age you are, you could be 10, 12, 50, 60, 70, you're still very passionate about West Ham. That's what makes you a West Ham fan. It is great to hear some of their stories. Like I said, I knew Bobby Moore. I've done a few interviews with Bobby Moore, but I never seen him play. And just an old chap in there just telling me like how good he was, and different stories about different players, like my old manager Harry Redknapp, and he said he used to run that quick. He used to run right into the North Bank, and it was. But again, there's some great stories in there.
Darren Randolph and Adrian were also chatting away to the fans. The Spaniard said, for the current players, it's always good to meet people who really know the history of the club.
So interesting for us to know the opinion of the old people, because they know West Ham for a long time. Just now, in that moment, with no our player in that season, the season before, this, you know, a long, long time ago. So they are a proper West Ham fan, and they know the history of the club, and it's so interesting for us, like a player.
The older generation, they go back. Blood was talking to me about Ernie Gregory. When I first come to West Ham, Ernie was our goalkeeping coach, and Ernie was a fantastic man. Sometimes a bit too blunt, but he was a very, very nice man. And some chaps in there talking to me about him, but I could relate to that because I knew Ernie. And obviously I knew Billy Bonds and people like that, so I can relate to the stories that they're telling. And like I said, they're quite forthright with their language as well, some of them. So it was really good. And that, like I said, and obviously with Darren and Adrian and things like that, it was good.
I'm Stephen Maynard. It was about 2 years ago when I got involved with Friends of the Elderly, and I saw it advertised, and being a West Ham fanatic, what I am, I thought I'll go for that, and it better beyond my wildest dreams. We had about a 6 to 7 week period over 2 years, two years ago it was, and we've done all different things, what the foundation done, what they got us to do, and I've got to say West Ham were absolutely brilliant when we was doing that. They really encouraged us, and the Friends of the Elderly staff, they was very, very good. They was very warm, made you feel at home, made you feel good in yourself when we was coming along, and I very much liked it, and I still do.
My name's Sally McLaughlin, and I'm the Senior Engagement Manager at Friends of the Elderly.
It must be like when the boys play.
Today's Any Old Irons event is part of a 5-week programme in partnership with Friends of the Elderly and the West Ham Foundation, and it's designed to get older football fans together, sharing their stories, reminiscing, making new connections, and really getting a behind the scenes look at the club. I think the beauty of the group today is you could see that it really reflected the community in West Ham, that it was diverse and it was varied, and it was everybody getting involved and united over a passion, which is football.
I retired approximately about 12 weeks ago, and I was thinking about trying to get involved with this walking football, and Sally from Friends of the Elderly, which coincidence, happened to phone me a couple of days after and said they was running this new project over a 5-week period at the East Ham Working Men's Club, and would I like to get involved? And straight away I thought, not much. I thought, yeah, definitely. So, and here I am, I'm back involved again, and I'm really enjoying it very much.
We know that it can be harder for older men to find clubs to go to and things that they're interested in. And we know that they find it easier to connect with other people based on a common interest. And we thought, what better place to start than football? We had some connections with West Ham, and also we wanted to choose a club that had deep roots in its community. So we know that we've seen in the people that have come that, you know, the West Ham passion runs deep into their roots.
West Ham's my team. I've been coming over, I'm 68 in December, I've been coming over here since I was 6 years old, about 1955, and my dear dad brought me over. Today sums it up. Julian Dix, I watched him, I think it was about middle 80s to the 90s. Fantastic player. He's come over and we've had a chance to ask him questions, and even though I'm a pensioner now, you go back to being a young boy again, and that's what football does.
Of course, Adrian and Julian were inundated with questions about the current team and the back-to-back games coming up against Manchester United. And as always, Mr. Dix gave an honest assessment.
I don't think we worked as hard as this season we did last season. Listen, even last season, we would get our lucky breaks. Like I said, when we played Everton, we're 2-0 down, they missed a penalty, we go and win 3-2. This season, it swings the other way because we're 17th and you think everything's against you. And that's the way it works. But the only way to get out of that is by working harder and sticking together. You could be the best player in the world. If I put you under pressure, you panic. That's just the way life is. So we need to do that. And not one or two players, but we all need to do that. And listen, obviously Man U are a massive, massive club. They have some big players and a big manager. So listen, it's going to be a tough game. We know that. But listen, we have a chance up there.
Well, events such as Wednesdays at the West Ham Working Man's Club on the Bolin Road have been well attended. And the organisers are hoping that more people will get involved once we enter 2017.
We had no trouble really selling the programme into people. It was easy to find people to come along. What we need now is more people to sign up for programmes that we have running in the new year. So we've got a long-term partnership with West Ham Foundation and we are looking to recruit people for programmes well into the new year and beyond, so people can get in touch with us if they're interested. So they can get in touch with us at Friends of the Elderly, and we've got a free phone number which is 0330 332 110, or you can find information on the Friends of the Elderly website.
And anyone thinking the older fans aren't quite as passionate as the younger supporters just need to listen to their elders.
I've got to say, while I'm still on this earth, I would love West Ham to win. I don't think we'll ever win a Premiership, but I'd love to win a cup again. But we've got to be in a London stadium to do this, to compete now with these top teams with the money what's in the game. But if we don't, we don't. I'll never take the love away from the club what I have for it. We might not win Premier titles or cups lately, but our supporters are very knowledgeable, and there's no one loves their club like we love West Ham. There's just something about the team, and I would say, apart from my family, they're a close second, but my wife disputes that sometimes. She thinks they come before her.